Hello, I'm here today with Dr. Charles Ayling. He was my professor of Egyptian hieroglyphics, and I'm glad that he's here. Maybe just tell a little bit of the background and how you got into your field.
Well, thank you, Stephen. I was born again at an early age. I was in first grade when I accepted Christ as my Savior, and grew up in a Christian home and a fine, solid church all those years. In my educational career, my early educational career, my father wanted me to go into medicine. Everybody in my family, as far back as I can trace, was either a pharmacist or a medical doctor. So I started out in that direction at the University of Minnesota. But I eventually discovered the field of ancient history. I had to take a course that was non-science. So I was in a history course, and I wasn't in there more than 5 or 6 days before I realized this is what I belonged in. So I went on through the whole program, BA, MA, and PhD. In ancient history, and I've had the opportunity to teach at a number of fine Christian institutions since then. Right now, I'm currently at Northwestern College in St. Paul, Minnesota, where I'm chairman of the history department, and I'm also on the board of the Near East Archaeological Society, and I have excavated in Egypt a couple of different times, and have written a book, Egypt and Bible History, and I speak at various archaeological conferences. Do that quite a bit. One thing that I'm absolutely convinced is that the traditional chronology and the traditional views of the history of the ancient Near East fit very well with the Bible and don't need to be revised in any radical ways. I mean, the chronology of the 18th dynasty might go 20 years up or down, but I don't think we need to take a back seat to any secular theories on the Exodus or the career of Joseph. I place the career of Joseph in the Middle Kingdom of Egyptian history, in other words, in about the mid-1800s B.C., and then I place the Exodus in 1446. Probably in the reign of Pharaoh Amenhotep II, and I do not accept the idea that Ramses II was the Pharaoh of the Exodus. I don't think that view can even really be held anymore today with the evidence that we have. I think evidence of the conquest and evidence from ancient Egypt bears out the fact that the event took place when the Bible said it did. And so I'm very pleased to have this opportunity to speak to you about these things.
Could you say something about David Rawl? And he's very popular, and his views, is there any merit to what he has to say?
Well, in regard to some of the other people that have, the reference to David Rawl, there are a whole bunch of people that have written on basically revising the chronology, and I don't think that this needs to be done at all. I think that the chronology as we have it is pretty solid. As I said, New Kingdom chronology can be adjusted 20 years either way, but I don't see any validity in major reconstructions of the chronology. I know some people want to change the chronology by 700 or 800 years, and I don't think there's any validity to that whatsoever.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate your time.
You're welcome, and thank you.
Great.